As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you. It was a very busy sports weekend. Bill in the chat points out, huge sports week. Padres baseball, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, NFL draft. Not much talk on SDFC. That did not go well. That did not go well on Saturday. I tuned in in the middle of the Padres game, so they were running concurrently.
I think you can use either. Actually.
Yeah, they were running bi-monthly.
Bi-weekly.
They're running bi-weekly. And I clicked it on. It was on for 6 seconds, and it was like, bam, goal! I was like, Charlotte, goal, what just happened? And then it got worse from there.
Yeah, I watched the first half. Darren Smith had told us, our new regular Friday SDFC guest,
yep.
This is going to probably be their toughest game of the season.
Oh, yeah.
With the travel, the surface, and Charlotte's just a really good team.
Yep.
And then you fall behind early 1-0, so you're playing out of a deficit, which is never a good situation because they're a really good defensive team. Then you take a red card, which was rescinded to a second yellow, but that's still a red.
Yep.
And it gives up a penalty kick. So now you're down 2-0. You're down a man. I actually didn't even watch the second half. They gave up one more, and they lost 3-0.
Yep.
But again, that was always likely to be a loss. It just goes down as probably the most ragged loss so far for
yep.
SDFC. Now you just have to figure out a way to bounce back from that one.
Yeah, no question. So that was that's your update there. I'm sure we will talk about some NBA
action. Yeah, and they're
action.
Home this Saturday night. Real Salt Lake is coming into Snapdragon Stadium. I think it's a 4:30 start this week
yep.
on Saturday. So,
well, I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And Ben, take it away. This is what we were waiting for. This is what the Tier 1s have been waiting for. In fact, my 7-year-old son.
For like months now.
Months. My mom. Oh, boy, that was a Freudian slip. My wife, Hannah, just texted me. Bo would like to be updated about the safe now because he will be in school at 8 a.m.
Oh, so too late. Sorry, Bo.
He was well. I sent him what I had.
All right. So,
I sent him the video. I sent him everything.
So again, when we had my grandmother's memorial celebration of life at her house,
shout out to her family, by the way.
We were going all through just the,
shout out to his family,
you know, different rooms and everything, and in the basement was discovered.
Under
a secret floor safe.
Under some sandbags.
It was hidden. It was hidden away. There had been some flooding in the basement years prior.
What intrigued me the most was your grandfather had a safe.
Yeah, he had already
another safe.
This was
he already had a secure. I don't know if it was like this. It wasn't like the same safe, but there was cash
on the ground.
There was like cash and stuff down in that basement that my grandmother had discovered after he died. So there were already valuables down there, and then.
So you're thinking, what the hell could be in the
secret?
The safe,
but it's old, it's rusted. No, they can't get it open. It's just there, and my mom wasn't sure what to do. But ultimately,
but we bullied her into opening it.
But she said ultimately, curiosity was going to just eat away at her forever. She had to know, and it was not that easy to set up. So it took a while, and I apologize for the long wait. But finally, I believe it was on Friday, the safe cracker came and did whatever he needed to do. And the big moment was actually recorded by my cousin. And we have the video of him finally getting it open. You know, he's trying to yank it open now. He's finally, he's got it undone, whatever the locks are done, but it's still kind of rusted solid.
It's rusted shut.
Yeah.
And
get so he gets his shovel out to kind of pry open the lid to see what the big reveal is. Is it jewels?
Oh,
is there
God.
Is there more cash in there?
Bro, you know, when this got sent over to
rare
us?
Rare coins. Could it be secrets that my grandfather knew a lot of celebrities and athletes that were stored? And he finally gets it yanked open, and
it is full
of what my cousin said smelled like rancid chocolate milk water. And he goes in with the shovel to see if there's anything in there. If there was something probably in there, but it has turned after decades, because this is
mud.
This has been there for decades. You know, my grandfather passed away more than 25 years ago,
Wow, man.
It has not been touched since then, and maybe even before that. Yeah, it was.
So he took
sludge.
The shovel then,
yeah.
and kind of, you know, maneuvered it around to see, is the Hope Diamond in there?
Yeah, and he moved, there was nothing other than rancid sludge.
Jimmy Hoffa's head.
I mean, it could have been a body part. It could have been anything. Could have been $100 bills
yeah.
that have just
disintegrated
over time. But unfortunately, just like Al Capone's safe. And,
yeah.
Geraldo Rivera, it was a big disappointment at the end.
But it really wasn't. Because
I texted
now,
your mom, I said, have we checked if there's any like gold bars at the bottom
of
this water?
They swirled it around to see if they could get anything up, and it was just rancid sludge.
it's the fountain of youth.
Go ahead, take a spoonful.
Dip a cup in just drop dead.
Curtis says, oh, it was 25 paper shares of Apple.
Damn it.
So
worth now billions of dollars.
I'm not super disappointed. I'm glad that it's over. We got the resolution that we needed.
I needed to know.
The fact that there are people out there that can go, nah, I don't care. I'm not going to open it. That's what made me insane the whole time. Your mom's like, I might not. And I'm like, Kim, you're going to kill me. And my 7-year-old, if you love him at all, you need to get this thing open. We have to know. So, yeah, man. Yeah, as Mikey says, or the Miley says, the treasure was the friends we made along the way. You're absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right.
I was kind of hoping for real treasure.
Yeah, I was hoping for some gold bullion.
Bequeathed the rancid sludge now, or who gets to take that home with them? But
so now the people that move in are like, oh, fantastic.
I have this
rusty safe down there.
Are there radio hosts out there who would now be putting the rancid sludge into little vials or something and selling it to the tier ones? We're not going to do that.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. But no, it was, look, I'm glad it's over. It was really eating at me for a while. But it is, the mystery of the safe is fine.
Did you vacuum out? It wasn't that big of a safe. It was a small floor safe, and it was filled with sludge. There's nothing in there. We didn't miss anything. Don't worry.
I really am fascinated by the fact that when he did pass away, your grandmother got that other safe open. There's stacks of cash in there, which is awesome. Like, it's the dream. I mean, I keep about $50 around. If I have stacks, here's the problem. If I have stacks of cash, I'd be walking into my drawer and be like, I'm going to grab a couple hundreds for tonight. Let me get a couple, go to the game. I'm going to grab a couple hundreds off this. My stacks would dwindle.
So postscript to the story, I'm at Easter brunch at my in-laws yesterday, and Shelly's cousin and her husband are there. They were the ones who lived in the Palisades, and all the homes around there is burned, and they didn't, but they still had to move out. They moved down to Orange County. But he was telling me when they were knocking down the walls, and I think this was this house, and I don't know if it was before the fire, but doing some remodeling, they knocked down one of their walls, and sealed inside one of the walls was a box.
Oh,
a mystery box. God. And, you know, the construction workers told him, hey, we found this box from previous owners, or someone had it sealed inside the wall. Do you want us to open it and find out what is it? Was it Was it valuables? Was it, you know, some sort of memento, like family? Like, hey, we built this wall. Let's put our box of, you know, special stuff in it.
Like locked or?
I don't know exactly. He didn't describe what was in the box. It wasn't hard to open, but they did decide to open the box to see what was in there. Adult erotica.
Oh, my God.
Like toys and magazines.
Oh, my.
Hidden in the wall of the house.
They hid it?
Apparently, yes.
You know you can just hide it under the bed or in a drawer. And if you have kids, hey, stay out of mom's drawer. You're joking.
No, no, that was a story I got yesterday.
Adult erotica, correct, by the way.
Yeah.
Films and...
I don't know exactly. He said like adult toys and stuff, so...
All right.
Tell me in explicit detail.
I don't have explicit detail.
But hang on. All right,
could make for another prank phone call.
Let's... It's true. Let's say it's a Wednesday night, okay? And the missus says, hey, kids are asleep. What do you think? And the guy's like, hang on. Let me go rip the wall out and get the box out. Like, why would you hide that?
He's got a sledgehammer.
It wasn't accessible. It was in the wall.
He's got a dry... Every time he makes love to his wife, he has to re-drywall the wall? Why would you
Carlos says construction workers did that. I think that was... He suspected perhaps when they were building the house as a bit of a joke that they do that.
That's
sometimes.
Not a funny joke.
They just hide in your walls just some inappropriate stuff, apparently. Is that a thing?
Construction
worker tier ones, is
that
a thing that you do? Do you hide things up in walls?
That is, yes, clearly, because if you have that, that means it's there for us to use together, I would imagine, unless it's just one party hiding it, which is also feasible. But it doesn't lend itself to convenience in the moment.
KG says, yes, it is. That is a thing
Come on.
Construction workers do when building your house.
That's great. Can't wait to see what's
Leaving
in my house.
Stuff in the walls.
Can't wait to see what's in my house. Great. Great. My kids are like, oh, Dad, why didn't you tell us? It wasn't me. I swear to God. I've been very open about everything. Holy cow. Empty beer cans, Diesel says. Oh, great. Great, great, great. It does. There's a show where guys buy old storage bins. I don't know what it's called.
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars. Is that what it is? I watched one on Twitter the other day. They showed one, and a guy had been really, he's a collector of video games. And so they spent like,
I saw this
dude,
one.
Dude, they spent like $11,000 to open this thing up. And Ben, when I tell you this thing was stem to stern filled with stuff. And they're like, we're looking for this. And they find kind of what they're looking for, like old Super Mario. Now, then I thought, all right, so you spent 11 grand. You can sell this Super Mario for $68. This one for $48. You then, the work that goes, it's not like somebody's waiting there with this big.
It's a job.
It's
a job.
To go out and sell all that stuff from those storage things. But that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And listen, I know it wasn't what everybody wanted, but at least we have our answer and we can move on with our
Rod
lives.
Said he had a Padre duffel bag giveaway full of nudie magazines hidden in the ceiling tiles at work.
Oh, my God. Who's using that at work? The duffel bag full of mags is just priceless. It's absolutely priceless. Wow. What did you do, Rod? Where do you work? So you know that someone at work is doing that.
Or construction workers just left
they
it in there
it.
When they built the work.
Hmm. Interesting. Hmm. Now I'm curious as to what's in the crawl spaces
of
my
your house.
Home. Yeah.
I mean, you never know. I guess
it's a very sweet old couple that lived there before us. Now, the problem is if you don't find it and your wife finds something and it wasn't you, like, she's going to think, yeah, you're like, I swear, it wasn't me. She's like, oh, yeah, it was the sweet old couple that left this deviant behavior package in here.
Good news for you is if that were to ever happen, you can say, babe, I can't change my windshield wiper. You really think
you
that
think
I
created,
hide something
hide
in
something.
The walls of our home
it's
and,
true.
And make it look like...
Wall, plaster, yeah,
you know me.
Spackle it back up so it
Mr.
looks
Handyman.
Like it's
Mr. Handyman. 100%. 100%. I just assume leave it on the counter for all to find. That's fine. But thanks for the update, Kim Higgins, and thanks, Ben. Forgetting that. We've posted the video. I mean, it's much ado about nothing.
I know that Tier 1s were imagining sharing in the hall of treasures and riches that were uncovered in the safe.
We were going to throw the biggest party if there was gold bullion in there. You have no idea what the party we missed out on.
Sad. All right, this hour on Ben and Woods is brought to you by Frozen Ropes San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Then Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Register by April 30th. Save $100. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. Still to come.
Save him saying adult erotica, by the way?
Oh, okay. Way ahead of you.
Good. Thank you.
Still to come. Bottom of the hour, we will be joined by our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, and we'll talk some Padres baseball with him at the bottom of the hour. But up next, first game of the week. Woods coming off a perfect 4-0 week in Take on Woods last week. Is someone out there bold enough to challenge him in our five-question musical trivia challenge? If you are, you can call now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. You'll have a chance to qualify for our monthly Getaway to Las Vegas, concert tickets as well, and a $150 gift card, all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still to come, a Rindle report. We're just talking with Paulie about that. Should have some good stuff in our final hour. Get you updated on the basketball playoffs that went underway. We haven't talked about, I don't think we'll hit all the local stories. Sorry about the Sockers. We mentioned soccer. Sockers lost their championship game last night in Chihuahua, Mexico. They lost 10-6. That actually tied the series. Then they played a mini game right after that, and they lost that one 6-0.
I did hear from a friend that was watching the game that the Chihuahua's coach jumped over the wall and came out and tried to choke one of the soccer's players. I have not had that confirmed yet.
Seems like
that
would be some sort of penalty or something.
I would think so, but apparently it was very, very aggressive.
But so they fell. The Wave did win on the road at Louisville 4-1. So I think they were the only local team. I think the Mojo also won, and those were only wins until the Padres got it done on Sunday night.
The Seals won on Friday night.
Oh, that's true. That does count. That was
Friday playoffs.
And Friday night, they will play at Buffalo in the first round of the NLL playoffs. So that's a quick update on your local action. We will play Take on Woods when we come back after Kelly's Traffic with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm here to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. Still feeling really good a year and a half later. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days by following their simple doctor-developed program. Lost up to a pound of fat per day, and that is true. Some days you get on the scale, and literally one day later, you're a pound lighter. And then the next day, you're another pound lighter. It feels so good to see the weight come off. Really helps you stick with the program. The other thing that I found helped me stick with it is that you don't have to buy any bars or shakes. I did not like those on the other programs I had done in the past. This is based on real food. So I was eating chicken. Yeah, I was eating a lot of it. I could mix in some steak, some fish occasionally, but I did eat a lot of chicken, and I was fine with that, and I was able to stick with it. I lost the weight, and I've kept the weight off because I changed the way I ate. It really has been so much easier to maintain. You can do it as well. Lose up to 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days by going to SDFatLoss.com. Set up your free consultation. The counselor will explain how it's going to work for you. And then, in 2 months from now, you'll be a new you. Get $200 off right now during their spring special. Be ready for the summer in San Diego by going to SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's keep moving because we got Dennis Lynn coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we will talk some more Padres baseball in just a moment. But I see a few contestants on the line, so let's get to today's game of Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got, let's go line one here. Caller, who's this? I hear you out there.
Hello.
Good morning. Yes, that's hello.
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 How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm driving.
You're driving? Do you think you can play Take on Woods while you drive?
Heck yes.
All right. What's your name?
I'm Dave.
Dave, you're on the air. All right, let's play our game. We got five questions coming up of musical trivia. Head-to-head against Woods, if you beat or tie him, you will qualify for our grand prize. Monthly drawing to Las Vegas, two nights at the MGM Grand, a $150 gift card, and concert tickets to your choice of either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera. All three shows on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And to give you the advantage, as Woods has left the studio, you get to pick our category. Here are the choices. Smokestack, five song titles and artists with the word smoke in the name. Duets, old and new-ish. It's a two-second song category featuring duets. And our new category, Ainted Love, is co-written by Tier 1 Kyle. Five songs that include the word ain't in the title. So, Smokestack, duets, old and new-ish, and Ainted Love. What would you like to play, Dave?
Ainted Love.
Ainted Love. All right, today's category, again, co-written with the help of Tier 1 Kyle. Five songs that all include that grammatical no-no, ain't in the title. You have 60 seconds, Dave, to answer as many of the five as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We will come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the two-second song. You will get some music. You need to give me the song title, including the word ain't, and the artist to score that point. Are you ready to play, Dave?
I'm ready.
All right, Dave, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. The category, Ainted Love. Good luck, Dave. Let's take on Woods.
Lenny Kravitz.
All right. Which 1974 number one hit by Bachman Turner Overdrive features the famous stutter "Baby"?
Yeah. Tainted Love?
No. Which 1995 alt-rock song from Weezer's debut album was inspired by seeing someone's hiney crowding his icebox? Which, before 1972's Lean On Me, which 1971 song became a breakout hit for R&B singer Bill Withers?
Don't know.
Featuring a distinctive whistle, which One Republic hit appeared on the Top Gun Maverick soundtrack in 2022. you got Lenny Kravitz to start, but that doesn't even get you a full point because you didn't get the title. It Ain't Over Till It's Over. You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, Baby, from Bachman Turner Overdrive. Say It Ain't So by Weezer. Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone by Bill Withers. And I Ain't Worried by One Republic. Well,
guessing
I don't think that's
going to...
Yeah, he may not get the One Republic one. He may, yeah, it's a tough category. I don't know. I'm not gonna make any predictions.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if he didn't get at least this first one, though. Let's go. Yeah, 60 seconds on the clock.
Get in my head.
Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Dave.
It Ain't Over Till It's Over, Lenny Kravitz.
Wow. Which 1974 number one hit by Bachman Turner Overdrive features the famous stutter, Baby?
You Just Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Which 1995 alt-rock song from Weezer's debut album was inspired by seeing someone's hiney crowding his icebox?
Somebody's hiney crowding my... Say It Ain't So.
Correct. Before 1972's Lean On Me, which 1971 song became a breakout hit for R&B singer Bill Withers?
What is the category? It Ain't Over Till It's Over. Pass.
Featuring a distinctive whistle, which One Republic hit, appeared on the Top Gun Maverick soundtrack in 2022.
Apologize.
Incorrect. Before 1972's Lean On Me, which 1971 song became a breakout hit for R&B singer Bill Withers?
Ain't No Sunshine?
Correct. Oh, yeah. Okay. Four. 4-0.
Oh, 4-0.
Final score. Yeah, we knew you'd get at least one. Okay. Eight was the category.
Eight.
Which, if you had used your usual
Damn
guest,
it.
You would have been at least close, son.
Yeah,
which was Tier 1 Kyle's idea, if he could get you to say taint on one of the ain't questions.
But, how did I miss that?
All right, you're undefeated this month. 5-0 now?
I believe so.
That was undefeated since the last week.
Since the last week, yeah.
Yeah, so 5-0 in their last
There's
five,
great
for sure.
songs there in
There's
that
some
category.
Really good songs. You know,
you'd even know the one. It's when they were playing, it's the New Beach volleyball
football.
Scene.
Oh.
Football, beach football scene, yeah.
It's got the whistle.
It's got the whistle. I Ain't Worried is what it's called.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd get that one.
Nope.
You've definitely heard it, though,
and you remember it from the movie. But yeah, I mean, Lenny Kravitz is great.
Great song.
I don't love the Bachman Turner Overdrive.
One of the worst songs of all time.
Okay, we can agree on that.
I have in my phone notes, I saw them over the weekend. I'll just put bit ideas in there, and I have worst songs of all time. And it's listed.
It's on there?
Yeah. It's listed in there.
Ain't No Sunshine. It's great.
It's a great song.
That's a great one.
Great song.
All right, we'll take a timeout.
All day, I'll be singing that.
Dennis Lynn will join us to talk some Padres baseball coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But first, want to let you know, if you're a homeowner out there, interest rates have plummeted. Time to call Loan Pronto today if you're looking to get cash out of your home's equity, refinance out of a higher rate, or do a home improvement project. Loan Pronto can make it happen for you in just a matter of days. Take advantage right now. Strike while the iron's hot, as it were. Get tens or even hundreds of thousands out of your home's equity. Pay off your credit cards. Pay off your car loans. The average homeowner cutting their monthly bills by about $1,000 doing this. Get more info at loanpronto.com today. Inflation, higher costs put a lot of people in stressful financial situations. But if you own a home, there's a way out. They've got multiple options at Loan Pronto that can help you get the financial freedom you deserve. And most homeowners getting their cash in less than 2 weeks. Most don't even need an appraisal. Do the smart thing. Stop paying insane rates on your credit cards. Wipe them out. Get a lower mortgage rate. Get money for that home improvement project today. Starts by getting in touch with the experts at this Loan Pronto. LoanPronto.com or call 619-207-4336 or just go to LoanPronto.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval. NMLS Consumer Access.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You're unbelievable.
Well, weren't you just doing the same thing?
I put a bet down. I put a bet down.
I was putting it in my lineup.
That's smart. We're very smart.
Paulie did as well, right?
Oh, we'll talk about it in the Rhinder Report.
Yeah, we'll talk about
it. We'll fill you in.
Nick Castellanos related today.
It's got to be done.
Looking at world events and
absolute no-brainer.
Talk about it in the 9 o'clock hour coming up here. Padres, of course, are in Detroit where they will open a 3-game series against the Tigers again. 3:40 first pitch today, so it's really almost a day game for our purposes in San Diego with the 2:40 Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt, Dennis Lynn, our Lynn Sider talking Padres baseball will join us right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Lynn Sider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Dennis with us every Monday to offer Padres insight and analysis, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, guys.
D-Land, good morning to you, buddy. That was pretty scary last night. I know you kind of updated everybody this morning in The Athletic with Luis Arraez, but what's your kind of overall thought? Think he'll miss? I got to imagine he's going to have to miss a couple of days. He probably woke up fairly sore today.
Yeah, I'll have to agree. I think we can all agree, first of all, that he's it wasn't worse, that it was, according to Mike Schild after the game, best case scenario. But yeah, when you see something like that, I think your first thought goes to, well, first of all, his health, and then also the likelihood or possibility of a concussion. And that's if that does crop up for him. I know Schild said last night that from a concussion standpoint, the early testing was favorable. Not exactly sure what that means, but I think we have all seen, like, concussion symptoms can always crop up after the fact, right? So not out of the woods, as Schilt also said. So if he does have to go through concussion protocol or does have those symptoms at some point, that's a 7-day IL at least. So, yeah, the Padres obviously their death has been tested, especially on the position player front earlier this season. So this would be more of the same. But yeah, just I think we're all thankful that it wasn't worse and that Luis apparently is in good spirits and that he was able to rejoin the team yesterday.
But it is continuing a concerning trend for the San Diego Padres with Jackson Merrill and Jake Cronenworth and Jason Hayward also on the injured list. That could be almost half your starting lineup out. And I mean, what they've kind of exhausted most of their depth. How do you think the Padres are going to manage here if Luis Arraez is even just on the concussion list for a minimum 7 days, Dennis?
Right, to your point, Ben, I think the only guys on the 40-man roster, again, on the position player fronts who aren't on the 26-man roster are Luis Campusano and Mason McCoy. So, yeah, neither one of those guys would be a natural replacement for Luis as the primary first baseman. So they would probably, if you have to miss some time, piece it together between you know, at first base, you know, some combination of Gavin Sheets, Connor Joe, Yuli Gurriel, who I know a lot of fans are asking why Gurriel is, you know, still on the team. But, yeah, I mean, for the purposes of depth and, you know, trying to keep everyone, they put him on the roster on opening day. And, you know, maybe Luis being out for at least a little bit, potentially, that could extend, you know, his time with the Padres, depending on, well, first of all, how he performs, Yuli. But yeah, they're very thin right now, and I think you know, Campusano, you could be looking at him coming up to at least you know, be a DH option. Guy who played really well in spring training, who didn't make the team, Trenton Brooks, actually Granite Hills High alum, shout out East County Bernie Wilson. He's maybe an option. He bats lefty. But yeah, he also plays some first base. But I think the 40-man roster is currently full, so they'd have to do a little maneuvering. But yeah, when you're talking about you know, guys like that coming up, that means yeah, your depth is really, really being tested.
Talking to Dennis Lee here on Ben and Woods this morning, I'd like to make a case for Gavin Sheets to get everyday ABs at this point. I thought his ABs last night off of Framber were really, really good. I think at some point you're going to have to give him a look. I mean, right now, his slugging is 509, his OPS is 890, his OPS plus is 150. Seems to give you a pretty good AB every time. I know they're not letting him hit a ton against lefties. Was pressed into action last night, Dennis. And, you know, at this point, why not? You know, why not for Gavin Sheets?
Why not indeed? Yeah, he's been kind of a revelation for the Padres. I don't know where they would be without him at this point. I mean, he's hit cleanup in a few recent games, and yeah, he's hitting the ball hard every time. He seems like he's up at the plate. I think actually, if this is still current, I saw this a couple of days ago, he's leading the majors. Obviously, small sample. That's a caveat that we all understand at this point in the year. But he's leading the majors in, I think, line drive percentage. So that's a point in his favor as well. So yeah, he's going to keep, you know, crushing the ball every time he's up at the plate. I know he's not an average defender even. You know, he's a little below average at least. But, you know, desperate times call for not necessarily desperate measures, but just for some resourcefulness out of what you do have. And, that, you know, that goes for the outfield as well. I mean, Tirso Ornelas debuting in center field is not part of the plan, but they just they're thin there too as well right now. So Gavin Sheets has to play a little more first base. I think that's a you know, a sacrifice they're willing to make if he's going to keep hitting like this.
Yeah, I mean, you see teams do it. You know, you saw Yordan Alvarez starting two nights in left field for Joe Espada's Astros. They don't want to do that, but sometimes you're, especially when, you know, six position players, it feels like, are down. Sure, nice to have a guy. And I don't look at him anymore and go, yeah, that's my platoon guy for when there's a righty on the mound. I feel like he's earned it, and I feel like last night was a good step for that. So I'd like to see that sooner than later, D-Lynn.
Right. I guess the other question, though, too, is that if you put him at first base, who's DHing for you? It's not ideal all the way around, but they might have some to do some rotating through that spot. You have a couple of guys, you know, days off their feet to DH. But yeah, the lineup's not going to look pretty for a while. I think we've all been aware of that. That's been the case for, you know, at least a couple weeks now. But guys on the IL are still a ways away, it seems like. So you can't rush that, especially with a hamstring like the Jackson Merrill and Brandon Lockridge has, and especially with a head, potential head injury or a traumatic brain injury, maybe hopefully just a mild one for Luis.
Dennis, what's your take on Xander Bogaerts and where he is? I mean, you can, I think, argue both ways. Just no home runs, it just doesn't look like he's figured it out at the plate. But at the same time, yesterday had the fastest swing speed and exit velocity with that double. I mean, it's in there. Are we going to ever see something close to the Xander Bogaerts that played in Boston, or is that a dream we need to give up on as Padres fans?
I think those days, unfortunately, might have passed. I mean, talking to people who watch this game for a living, scouts who have watched him since, early in spring training. I know it's kind of a continuation of the last couple of years that he's not quite the same guy, it looks like, as he was in Boston. Yeah, it's just, you hear, he's not exactly a shell of his former self, his Boston self, but it's not the same player, physically, athletically. Some of that comes with age. Some of that comes with the fact that, ideally he wouldn't be playing shortstop or back at shortstop. He'd be, at second base. Even some people think first base is where he eventually ends up down the road. But yeah, it's, athletically and physically, it's not the same player as it was in Boston. And some of that has to do with, again, aging and some injuries. And maybe just the fact that he's never gotten, it seems like, quite comfortable in San Diego yet. But yeah, he's under contract for a lot more years, and he is hitting the ball pretty hard this season. I think he's being a little more aggressive at the plate, the kind of swings he's taking. But yeah, if you keep hitting the ball hard, that's all you can ask for. Unfortunately, he's got zero home runs last I checked. Luis Arraez is 3. That's not a ratio you're expecting to see going into the season. So. Yeah, they're going to need more out of Xander, but at the same time, if he has a solid approach to the plate, that's also kind of all they could ask for in a certain respect. But I think it is concerning that he doesn't have one home run in the season yet.
Yeah, it is. It's tough, and we all want it for Xander. And frankly, Dennis, as fans, we, not only do we want it, we need it, right? Like, we need to have Xander Bogaerts lock in at some point. I thought, and again, the start hasn't been atrocious. You look around baseball right now, there's guys off to horrendously slow starts. We faced a couple of them this weekend, and they got a couple of knocks in Christian Walker and Yordan, not off to the greatest starts of their careers for their new team, or for Christian's new team. But for Xander, man, he's been here for a while. Like, he should be settled in and comfortable knowing he's going to be here. It is a bit confounding as to why he just hasn't seemed super comfortable since he's gotten here. We all want it for him. He seems to be great with the media, with you guys. He always kind of wears it when he doesn't play well. Do you think he's unfairly picked on?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, a lot of it just comes with the expectations of a $280 million contract, right? It's not his fault that he was offered that much money.
And yeah.
I don't think anyone would fault him for taking that offer, which is well above anything else he had gotten that offseason. Yeah, it's just part of it. If this was Boston and he was playing like this, we're not exactly the most hard hitting market in the country, San Diego. I think we do a lot of things well, and it's obviously a great market as far as the fans go. I mean, he plays in front of 40,000 fans every single night at home. But yeah, I mean, the contract itself, it says enough. It's yeah. You're going to have some different expectations when it comes to that. And also, I mean, on defense, it's not the greatest situation. His range and his arm are probably no longer the best fit for shortstop, but yeah, he's doing what he can out there. And, to your point, it would be like he works as hard as any person on this team. I'm pretty confident in saying that. He probably spends more time than anybody in the batting cage. And sometimes you can do a little too much, but I think, Xander has a pretty good feel of who he is as a player, and he is trying to maximize what he has right now. But yeah, also, to your earlier point, another good point I thought is, there's guys off to worse starts, so the Padres will take this. They'll just, they really would like to see more power out of a guy who's kind of, the heart of the order right now, given all the injuries that they have.
Tempered expectations. We talked earlier about Kyle Hart, as a fifth starter, you can't expect, you know, seven shutout innings every time. Keep you in the game. And I know that Mike Schilt and Ruben Abel are not going to hit the panic button on Kyle Hart. But at the same time, the leash isn't going to be, you know, infinite. And there are other starting options. How do you see it kind of playing out with Kyle Hart over the next few weeks until hopefully Yu Darvish is able to return? We're hearing maybe by the end of May.
Right, yeah, I think Darvish, you know, I can't read what's in his head. He's always enigmatic, but I think he'd like to come back by that, you know, that Dodgers series in early June, a big rematch of the NLDS. So yeah, we're probably a ways away with him, but in the meantime, not a ton of alternatives, healthy alternatives at the minors right now. I mean, Steven Kolek's obviously a guy who pitched well and had a real shot to make the team out of spring training and the starting rotation, but he's taking his lumps in El Paso right now. It's always hard to kind of read those results, but he doesn't have a ton of major league starting experience, which is also the same case with Kyle Hart, right? So he's learning to kind of readjust to the major league game, and he didn't have a whole lot of experience coming in, just you know, a few games in 2020 after, you know, and this is coming after he pitched in Korea, a totally different league, different baseball and different hitters. So I think it's fair to give him some more time to settle in. But, yeah, he is kind of who he is at, you know, some point, right? You know, he throws up to around 92, 93. He really has to hit his spots and be fine and command the baseball to have success. And Petco Park, it seems like. I know it kind of changes every year, but so far it's been a pitcher's park for sure. So he's benefiting from that at home. But on the road, yeah, it hasn't been pretty. But at the same time, like I said, I think they're kind of – you know, short on the turn is with Matt Waldron out for, you know, at least the 60-day IL stint. So they're going to have to hope that he, you know, he really commands the baseball and, you know, hits the spots, because otherwise, you know, he can get hit hard, as we've seen.
Dennis, appreciate you joining us on a Monday. We'll chat with you again next week when the Padres are in between their home series against Tampa Bay and the San Francisco Giants. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, D-Lane.
All right, yeah. I mean, you know, not a lot of options right now. Steven Kolek struggling in El Paso, as everyone seems to do in that league. I mean, that's not – doesn't mean they couldn't ever go to him at any point. But no one's, like, knocking down the door, like, taking away Kyle Hart's job at this point. So unless he truly strings together two or three bad starts and they feel like they need to go in a different direction, continue to expect Kyle Hart to make that start in the rotation.
Well, that's funny, man. I'm reminded, like I told Paulie, I said, I saw some tweets last night. I did not listen to Sammy's post game, but I said, I saw some tweets from some tier one saying, oh my God, what is happening on Sammy's show after a win, by the way, a pretty gritty, gutty win. People were losing their minds, and everyone has about six guys on the team they want to DFA. But again, you got to remember, if you DFA someone, who's coming up to take that spot? As Dennis just mentioned, the two guys that are on the 40-man right now that aren't currently on the 26-man roster, Mason McCoy and Luis Camposano. So Gurriel for Camposano? Yeah, maybe, maybe. I will say, I got to tip my hat to Gurriel for that catch last night. That catch was spectacular, saved our ass, no question about
it.
Second out of the ninth. I mean, ball
did have a hit as well.
Had a knock as well. So, look. Is Campy a better option? I don't know. I feel like if he was, he'd be up, and we still may see him. Again, you can't just throw out one player without having somebody to replace him. You guys know that. There's roster decisions and moves and things like that that need to be made. Again, not in here saying, oh, you got to keep and ride it out, see if he figures it out. But you got to think it for. I mean, this is a guy that calling Sammy said, oh, I don't like this Iglesias guy. He's terrible, too. And I'm like, do you watch the games? Are you watching? Like,
what are you expecting out of him?
Correct.
And not every – you're not going to have nine MVPs up and down your order, and if they're not performing at an MVP level, get rid of them.
Here's Jeffrey. Jeffrey's at Connor Joe showing why he was in AAA to start the year. He had six at-bats. He's got six, I think. He's had six shots. Like, Luis Urias started 0 for 21 or whatever. Like, he's got six at-bats. You're going to have to let some of these guys get their feet wet, play a little bit.
I think Oscar Gonzalez has done a really nice job, you know, so far.
He has.
Is he a perfect ball player? No, of course not.
No. I mean, but, you know, you got to give somebody more than six ABs. You got to give somebody more than three starts. It's going to be a long season. You're going to need every one
except
of these guys.
Except for Brent Rooker. He got two at-bats, then they let him
go. Yeah, two, and then two, and that was it.
Or whatever it was. and turned into an all-star. Fine, you know, I mean, you know, that's what happens when you don't give guys enough at-bats sometimes. All right, we'll come back. Paulie's got a Rindle report and more in our final hour of Bennett Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.